And it is hiring season at the Aqua Bowl. We sent out a big email to every person in the DePaul community encouraging them to apply to be an Aqua Bowl tutor. And so we thought we would just ask Cynthia some questions about that process. Are you ready, girl?
Hit it. Let's get it started.
You guys remember, this is not a question about the Aqua Bowl. Do you guys remember the Gwen Stefani song "Wind It Up"?
Of course,
yes.
Okay,
wind it up.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that part in the song where she's like breaking it down a little bit, and she says, "Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Yeah, get it,
girl. To the side, to the back, don't let them ride."
So,
who knew?
Yeah, I know that little song that samples the song from The Sound of Music. It does. Anyway,
there are two parts to that movie, just so everybody knows. The second part is kind of sad.
Yeah, yeah. No one really thinks about all the Nazis.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. I love this show so much. Thank God for this show. And anyway, my boyfriend and I just say, get it, girl, to each other all the time. And I just really wanted to say it to you right now.
Thank you. Work bae.
Yeah. Mm. Cynthia is indeed my work wife, work bae. So.
And if you want a work bae,
you could apply.
You should apply to the Writing Center and you will get one. We will assign one.
Assign
work, babe.
I don't even think we have to assign one. You'll just find each other.
Yeah, you will find each
other. Based on astrological compatibility, hit me up if you want.
Text us your birthday and the time that you were born
and
where you were born.
Yes.
And we will tell you everything that you need to know about
absolutely.
Who you are.
Really, please text us.
Yes, absolutely.
At 773-325-7341.
No, we would love to hear from you. So Cynthia, if someone does want to apply at the Writing Center, what do they need to turn in? What are the application materials?
Sure. So it's not a daunting process at all. You just have to turn in a cover letter, a resume, two writing samples, and a letter of recommendation.
Okay. So when you say writing samples, what does that mean?
It could be anything from some creative writing that you do on your spare time. It could be from a creative writing class. Any kind of assignment, really. Like, we want to know what kind of writing you do on a daily basis, what you do in your classes. We want to know what kind of a writer you are and what you do.
So it could be, no one has to write anything new.
No, you can turn in a research paper from your WRD 104 class. You could turn in a lab report, anything.
So, you said lab report. Don't I have to be like an English person to work at the Aqua Bowl?
You do not. We are.
What?
I know. Isn't that wild? We are generalist tutors, so we like to have everyone from all over the DePaul community with all levels of expertise and genre knowledge. So
yes.
If you're a science person, come on over.
We have several science people at the Aqua Bowl. Shout out to Jen Rodriguez, who has been on the show before and talked about a little bit her physics stuff. I think it was physics, chemistry.
Yeah, physics.
Physics. Yeah. Science.
Physics.
Again.
I told her one time that I appreciate that she does that because
who else
I would never. I was like, proud of you. We need people like you.
We do.
So we need people from all majors and all backgrounds.
Yes.
At the Writing Center.
More accounting majors. We only have one. So
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Amanda.
And we get so many.
Who else?
Matt K.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's two.
So we have two.
Holla.
We need more, though.
We get so many accounting papers, especially at the Loop campus. We get just like a lot of them. And so like if you feel like, just because, you know, you're not an English person, you're a math or science person, we absolutely get papers in those those areas, like, pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you might even be, like, you might even learn something.
Shocking.
How about that? Okay, so why do you think it is that they have all of these different materials? What's, like, what are you looking for from each of these things?
Right. I think it's just more to have a well-rounded experience. We want to know what kind of a person you are, what your skills are. We want you to be able to market yourself through different mediums. So we don't just want to see like what kind of writing you do. We want to see what maybe your professors or your previous managers, bosses think of your work ethic. And we also want to know how you connect to writing, which is kind of what the cover letter is for. We want you to share like your experiences through writing, your writing process. So we want to give you an opportunity to share whatever it is that you want to share so we can get to know you.
That's a good way to look at it, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just trying to get to know the person behind the application.
I think it's important to note that at the Writing Center, it's such a community and it's such a group work. Like you would think like, oh, I would be a tutor. I would be working one-on-one with students, but you work a lot with your coworkers.
Yes.
So it is very much in the application process. Like, would we want to work with you? Like, what kind of person are you? Because you're going to be spending a lot of time with your new DePaul family.
Yay.
And going off of that, Symphony.
Cincinnati? Okay.
Symphony?
Bittersweet. Symphony.
That's what I think your name should be.
Symphony. I've been called Symphony. A synthesizer before as well. Oh.
That's a good one.
An EDM collective, really.
I love it.
Cynthia, is there a certain personality type that you think the Uckable looks for, and what is it?
Someone that will send me treats. We definitely want a variety of personalities. So if you're an introvert, extrovert, if you love Beyonce, come and apply.
Any of the astrological signs are welcome at the
All
Uckable.
Of them. We need a good variety. We get a lot of different writers that come in and want to work with someone that's going to vibe with their personality. So we want like different kinds of people. We don't want to hire the same person because how fun would that be?
Yeah, I love that point actually, because if you think about like, so if you find yourself to be more of an introvert and you think about going into the writing center and you might like, oh, if someone was super like in my face and too energetic with you, that might like turn you off or something. That's important to know. And I think that could make you an excellent tutor for the right writer that was coming in. And so just like, if you think that the idea of, like, oh, I'm not like a huge outgoing personality is something that would stop you from applying. It really shouldn't. We absolutely need every type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of different varieties, if you work at the writing center, you're not just going to be tutoring. And I think a lot of people don't realize that when they go into the application process, there's so many different communities that you can be a part of and so many different teams within the writing center. Cynthia, elaborate.
Sure. Well, one of the teams made this event possible. Scrawl.
Hey-o.
Scrawl Radio. Shout out. But we also have an outreach team, and that's actually the team that I'm a part of this quarter. And we go out into the DePaul community and host different events. There's National Day on Writing. We're doing some fun stuff for Poetry Month, so keep an eye out. And there's the CMWR, which is the Collaborative for Multilingual Writing and Research. And we work with lots of different writers, international students, anyone that kind of has language experience other than English. And then we have a workshops team where we go into different classrooms and kind of give presentations on education or any type of writing skills that your professor is wanting to share with you. I don't know. Am I missing anything?
Social media, web and tech.
Film. Yeah. Research. Did you say research?
I did not say research.
Yeah. I mean, there's just like there's so many different transferable skills.
Oh yeah.
So like if you feel like in your application process that a skill you have maybe isn't like super marketable to being a tutor. So like, let's say you've done a lot of research in your past before, like, oh, well that doesn't make me a good tutor necessarily. Like, oh, well, first of all, sure it does. And second of all, you know, we have a research team who works real, real hard. Shout out to Amanda, the head of the research team who works real, real hard.
And then I think that something else that students need to know if they're applying to work at the writing center is that your days will never look the same, because you're going to get different papers from different students, different backgrounds, and then you're not always going to be working just with a student and their essay for a class. Sometimes you'll get people who come in with their personal writing. Maybe they're working on a book on the side. You'll work with English language learners and conversation partner appointments, written feedbacks, online appointments. Your days will always look different, and you learn just as much as the writer who comes in.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that point enough, Rima. Yeah. But like, I really have loved the tutoring experience because of that. Like, I've learned so much, and like, I've gotten so many new and different perspectives. I really feel like it's helped me expand my horizons.
Yes. And if I may transition.
Please.
To the class.
Oh, yes. So if you work at the Writing Center, if you get hired, you are required to take a Writing Center Theory and Pedagogy course in the fall, correct?
This is true.
So tell us about it.
Sure. So there are two classes. One is for the undergraduate level. That's WRD 395. And then there's a grad level course. And that's WRD...
something.
Three, five.
Five, four, four, five, something.
504.
Five, that sounds familiar.
Five. Anyways.
It is regardless. The graduate level class that I took with Uckable director Lori Dietz.
Sorry, Lori.
I remember all the things I learned in it, but not the course number.
The course number is not as important as...
584? That just came into my head.
It's fine. You'll figure it out.
We'll look it up later. Yeah. If any of you are really curious, we will let you know.
Yes. But, well, the class is kind of like a training course in tandem with your tutoring experience that you'll be doing at the Uckable should you be hired. So you're learning a lot about writing center theory. You're doing observations with returning Ucklers, and you are just being taught how to be awesome.
582.
I looked it up.
Go on.
But so yeah, if any of you are worried about maybe thinking that you don't know about tutoring, you don't know like what we do there, don't worry. That's what the class is for. We wouldn't just throw you out into the wild and let you roam free.
Right. One of the things I really liked about the class also was that you do get this really wide variety of approaches and theories and techniques for tutoring. And I like to refer to it as like a tool belt, like that I have these different tools and approaches that I can pull out during an appointment that would be best for that particular writer. And so like, you don't have to feel pinned down like, oh, well, I'm only a minimalist tutor. So, so
whatever, you big goof.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so you turn in the application by April 17th. What happens?
No, April 15th.
Is it?
16th.
It's tax day? That's the deadline?
I could have sworn that Lori told me the
April
17th.
April 17th.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's by noon.
I'm just trying to scare you guys because I know everyone procrastinates. So if I tell you the wrong date, you'll have it ready by then.
It's a trick. We'll know you're paying attention.
I'm scheming.
So let's say, you know, we receive your application materials. What happens next?
Sure. So the next process is the hiring team goes through, we sort out all the applicants and we read through your materials and, you know, we kind of put them in a pile, see who we think is worthy of an interview. And if you are to get an interview, you get an email to schedule that. And that's the next step of the process.
What are you looking for then in the, so you personally, I mean, you can't speak to everyone on the team, of course, but so like, what are things that you look for in that material?
Sure. I definitely look for a love of writing. That's the first thing that I'm looking for because if you don't like writing, learn to love it first of all, but definitely like you have to have some type of passion for it. You also have to be willing to engage with people. That's something else that I look for. I also look for people that are honest about what their skills are and where they think that they can learn and grow, what they think they can offer the Writing Center and the Uckable and the community and what they think that they're going to gain from them. So I'm looking for someone super engaged, excited, open-minded, who loves writing and people. Awesome.
And if you'll recall our last episode of the last quarter with Megan's final episode, we read her portions of her cover letter on the air. So if you want to go back and check that out, that's an example of a successful cover letter. Yes. That would be really smart.
I would also suggest using the Purdue Owls. There are like guidelines for a cover letter because I'm also definitely looking for genre knowledge. So don't write me an essay. Write me a cover letter.
Nice. Okay. So do you know how many people the Uckable is hiring?
It definitely depends on how many people are graduating and leaving, but usually it's about a range of like 30 to 50 people. So we do hire a lot.
That's a good to know again, because sometimes I feel intimidated like, oh, I'm never going to get that job. So I don't want to waste my time applying for it. No, we hire lots of people.
Yeah, that is a lot of people.
It
good
is.
Chances.
For sure. I don't know why I said that like that. okay, so what is your personal favorite part of being a tutor?
For sure.
for sure.
Hearing Brandon speak on a daily basis.
Well, I'm graduating, unfortunately, but what can someone look forward to next year?
Next year.
Hearing Mariah.
Ooh. I think my favorite part of being a tutor is one, not knowing what I'm going to be encountering every day. Like that's always really fun to like be surprised with what kind of writing I'm getting or what kind of people I'm interacting with. But yeah, definitely the people, the writers that come in and share their stories with me and are willing to engage and like listen to the feedback that I have to say, like, who cares what I have to say, but they're like always like ready to talk about it. And that's one of my favorite parts, but also the community. Like I've met some of my best friends here. So that's always really great. We're a community of nerds who love words. So if you're one of those people,
That needs to be on a shirt.
Yeah. Case Please. In point.
Yeah.
All of us in this room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Accurate. That's a great answer, because I that's something that I didn't know coming into the Aqua Bowl is how much of the community I would really feel a part of. And, you know, I just kind of thought that I was going to be doing some tutoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of like most other jobs. Like, you go, you do your job, you leave. No, that is not what you get at the Writing Center. Like, you have like a home base on each campus. Like, anytime I have downtime, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just go hang out at the Writing Center, because there are people there who love me.
Yeah,
that's true. Aww.
And I think we've talked about this before, but like, when people ask you what you do or what your job is, and you're like, oh, I'm a writing tutor, I work at my school's writing center, and they're like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, no, but like, you don't understand. I work there and like live there, and that's my life.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm not just a writing tutor there. I do the radio once a week, and sometimes I'm a receptionist, and sometimes I do all these other cool things. Yeah. And we have an award show every year. So it's like and they're like, okay, you can stop talking. And I'm like, no, you don't understand.
It's the best job. Get it.
You also don't understand how much you will care about the award show at the end of the year.
No, seriously. If I don't get that Nick Bottom Award, I'm burning down a building.
It's everything.
And it's going to be the Cheese Grater building.
Shout outs to McGaw.
R.I.P. McGaw.
Pour one out.
Pour it up, pour it up.
Take it off, fall out.
Oh, goodness.
That is the sound of us twerking.
Yep. No further explanation needed. So if someone were to get hired, how much can they expect in terms of pay? An amount of money.
I was just thinking of a witty answer and then didn't have anything.
So instead, it's said nothing.
It's actually volunteer service. It's $10 an hour.
Not bad.
Not bad.
It's not bad. Not bad. Yeah. And everyone starts off at least 5 hours. You have the option of working up to 10 for the first quarter. And then after then you can request more hours in increments of 5, starting at 10, going up to 20.
Nice.
Yeah. So some nice extra cash if you don't have any groceries and need some.
Or treats.
Or
if you're just always looking to make something for Cynthia, I mean, that's some great money for making Cynthia